With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So tell me, do you like entitled people? No, me neither. Stick around. You can't work here if you're pregnant. I'm a cocktail waitress, I'm 7 months pregnant. No, obviously I don't drink while pregnant or drink on the job ever. A woman, the Karen, comes in with what I'm assuming was her husband and son and daughter and asks to be seated for 4 for lunch. We're not really a restaurant, but we have a really small sandwich and wings menu. I give them menus and Karen says, "But wait, do you work here?" "Yep." "But you're pregnant, you can't work here if you're pregnant." "I work here, I don't drink here," I say with a laugh, trying to keep the mood light. The woman looks me over and says, "Have you taken any prenatal courses? Do you really think that's responsible to have your unborn baby in here?" This is where I made an error. I get defensive about anyone asserting that I'm a bad mother, obviously. So I said, "Well, you've brought your kids in here." "Yes, and what kind of example do you think you're setting for them?" I'm still collecting my thoughts at this point when they grunt and wave me away. I figure I can kiss my tip goodbye, but hopefully that'll be the end of a discussion. I see them flagging down the bartender after a few minutes and figure they're ready, so I go over. But Karen asked to speak to a manager, of course she does. Now, they haven't even gotten drinks yet, so I ask if there's anything I can help them with, and her husband, Mr. Karen, says really sternly,
"No, just the manager. Didn't you hear my wife?"
The place is too small for a manager. It's just servers and bartenders and 2 owners. The one who's working is in the back on a phone call and will be very annoyed if I go and bother her. I realise that maybe they're still uncomfortable with my being pregnant, so say maybe Ella, the other server, can help. Karen gets up to physically look for the manager. I admit defeat and wait. She gets up to physically look for the manager. That is typical of any Karen. I admit defeat and go back and drag her off her call. The owner goes over and with a big smile asks if there's anything she can help them with. "Your server is pregnant." The owner says she's aware and asks if they'd prefer a different server. No, she can't be a drink girl if she's pregnant. That's child abuse. The owner says, "I assure you, none of our employees drink on the clock, especially not our pregnant ones. If you prefer, I can have Ella serve you."
"I don't want my kids seeing this."
Hold on, maybe I'm missing something. Seeing what exactly? Mr. Karen is talking really slowly and condescendingly.
"A pregnant woman around all this alcohol."
I don't know what you're insinuating, but I would never drink during pregnancy. "Look, honey, didn't you take a health class in junior high? With a drink right under you half the time, alcohol vapor is absorbed into your blood through the air, and then that blood goes to the fetus and poisons it." Oh my god, what sort of logic is that? The owner and I exchange a look and realize we're not going to be getting anywhere with her. Okay, so we can have Ella serve you, or I'm afraid there's not much else we can do.
"We're not leaving here until she's fired."
"Well, we can't help you."
"I'll call the police. You're an accomplice to child abuse."
"There is no child abuse to speak of, sir. Please leave." At this point, Karen is getting crocodile teary.
"You may not think of fetus as a child, but I was taught to believe life begins at conception, and I will stand up for all living things, big and small, because that is what my Lord and Savior wants me to do."
The entire time she's delivering this tearful speech, she's looking around, expecting others to, I don't know, join in with her? Applaud? "Look, you're disturbing my customers, and if you don't leave, you're trespassing, and I'll have to escalate this, which I really don't want to do."
"Jesus is love, and Jesus said this is not okay. Just because you think it's okay to abuse a child if it's small enough."
This is an Irish pub, and the owners are devout Catholics, so my owner wasn't having any of this. "Hey, I don't need anyone to tell me what Jesus said. If there were abuse here, I'd have acted to stop it, but there isn't any. I need you to please leave."
"I'm calling the police."
"Do that." We just stop trying to service their table. As we all wait for the cops to arrive, Karen keeps trying to give her sermon. But there was a game on that people had come to watch, and eventually everyone yelled at her until she piped down. Well, that is good to hear. Enter Awesome Officers AO1 and AO2.
Blank Police Department, is there a Mr. Karen in here somewhere?
Right here, officers.
You said you were witnessing child abuse. Are the parties involved still in the bar?
They point me out. I pretend not to notice because I'm worried they'll take them outside and I won't be able to watch any more fireworks. The other officer asks, so what exactly was going on?
That woman was drinking. She's pregnant. You can plainly see she's very pregnant.
Before I can go over and tell them she's lying about my drinking, the officers look at each other and look back at the Karen family. That's not illegal.
What?
Look here now.
It's definitely not recommended, but it isn't illegal. Now, do you know the woman? Is she a friend of yours, family?
She works here, in a bar, and she's pregnant.
I want to see this place's liquor license revoked.
So listen, she isn't doing anything illegal. What I can do is I will talk to her, but we can't take any action beyond that. Is there anything else you observed that you'd like to report? So AO2 comes over to me, I guess that was a no then, and takes me to a quiet spot while the first officer is getting their personal information and taking the rest of their statement. Karen is crying again, and I assume bemoaning being the last bastion of good Christian morality in this bar. The second officer introduces himself and congratulated me on the pregnancy and says I probably overheard why they were called, so he starts to offer me some public resources for new mothers, parenting classes, etc. I didn't want to interrupt him, so I was waiting for the right moment to interject with my innocence. That's when patrons come over thinking I'm in trouble and start defending me. We have plenty of regulars who know me and they would not let this BS stand. They even complained to the officers that the owner had asked the Karen party to leave and they'd continue to make a scene. So the awesome officers go talk to the owner, who said she was just about to call them, but sirens outside are bad for business and she was hoping the Karens would eventually leave on their own. The officers tell the Karen party they need to leave.
This is a public place. I have every right to be here if I want.
No, sir, this is a private business, and the business owners have asked you to leave. It sounds like more than once, but at least once since we've been here.
This is a disgrace. This is an affront to scripture and child safety, and...
I understand you're upset. Let's talk about it outside.
He places a hand on Mr. Karen and gives him a firm look. This next part was said as Mr. Karen walks out backwards, so he can keep yelling at us, but bumping into things every step of the way.
I'll be contacting the authorities about your liquor license. I happen to be close personal friends with the mayor. And you two, I want badge numbers. Don't think we're done here because we haven't even started.
So the officers took them out, and as it was told to me by a regular who left around the same time, walked the Karens to their car, which was illegally parked in a handicapped space, for which they were ticketed. Justice is so, so sweet. They did make a complaint to the liquor authority, claiming among many things that we serve minors, and we were investigated, but obviously came up fine. My boss asked me to hold off sharing this story with anyone until the matter was settled, but now it is, so I had to share. I'm still laughing about it. Okay, so just to summarize, firstly, a family of Karens tried to tell me I couldn't work as a cocktail waitress because I'm pregnant. Now, apart from the fact that may or may not be the most stupid thing I've ever heard, on top of that, Karen said that if she held alcohol near her stomach, her pregnant stomach, the vapors would seep into her and infect her baby. I mean, how stupid can one person get? We tried to tell them they were wrong, they called 911, and they got a parking ticket. Now, this is the funniest part of the whole story. Normally, we tend to see in these stories that these entitled people eventually get arrested, but what the entitled people were doing in this story wasn't an arrestable offense. This parking ticket, though, is so, so perfect. I love how they were the ones who called the police, yet the police ended up giving them a fine. Just brilliant. And now for our fan-submitted story of the day. This one is by Dylan Seems Cool. A kid, somewhat of a friend of mine, acts spoiled and asks for crazy expensive birthday presents. Hey Redditor and anyone else reading. Also Redditor, I'm a fan of yours and really like your videos. Well, thank you very much, dude, for the support. It does mean a lot. Anyway, I'm on a group chat app called IMO, and it's kind of like Snapchat without the filters and stuff. And I bragged to my friends on there about how I was / am a semi-finalist for a poetry contest with a good amount of prize money. I hope I win. Well, I hope you do as well. Now, the semi-finalist part is important for later. My friend said congrats, made some jokes, and hoped that I win one. All apart from one kid. Now here's how the text went. I sent a picture of the letter I received telling me I'm a semi-finalist. This was in my classmates group chat. Now the entitled birthday boy said,
"Wow, that's a lot."
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, don't mm-hmm me, dude.
Wait, what?
I mean, if you happen to win, can you get me Nintendo Switch my birthday or something? Cause it's coming up and I'm going to invite you.
I ask a pretty dumb question. Will you pay me back?
I don't have $200. But if I get money for my birthday, I'll give you some and a Nintendo Switch Lite is coming out. So the price of the Switch might go down.
In my head, Sam, are you joking? I tell him the price of both of the consoles and how prices won't be dropped yet. The Nintendo Switch is $300 and the Nintendo Switch Lite is gonna be $200. Damn, it's a lot. So then he goes on about other stuff I can get him. Like an Xbox game for $60 or 3 months of Xbox Gold for $40 and 3 packs of AA batteries. Dang y'all Xbox users. I said I think I can get you that to an Xbox game or the Xbox Gold because I had no idea what the price was. Then I stupidly bragged about how much money I had saved up over the years for me personally. Lastly, at the end he says,
I forgot to say, nice, I hope you win the prize money.
Great. And it actually wasn't even his birthday yet. Wow, that just sums him up. Anyway, thank you so much, Dylan, for posting this story. It was great to see how excited you were when I let you know that it was going to be in a video. And to all of you that want to see your stories in videos, post them on the subreddit r/RedditorYT now to be in with a charm.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Entitled parent loses it over her child's IQ test results. Hey, long time lurker, big fan of this sub, but let me give you a bit of context before the story starts. I'm a psychology student currently trying to get my master's degree. And in my country, in order to validate your degree, you have to do a 6 months long internship in a practice, where you get to treat your first patients under supervision. This means after each session, you do a debriefing with your supervisor where you discuss the case and how to proceed next. I'm doing my internship in a children's clinic as my specialization is in children and teenagers psychology. It's also important to note that in my country, a lot of children are diagnosed with ADHD or high potential. Basically a really high IQ, and this represents a fair share of the children we see in my clinic. And therefore, since a few years ago, it has become a vicious circle. Every time a kid acts out a little bit in class, the parents immediately think they must be diagnosed either with ADHD or high potential, although in my opinion, most of the time, they're just children being children. You can't expect to be calm and quiet all the time. Sometimes all they need is a bit of discipline when they really do something wrong. I don't know if it's much of a problem in other countries, so I thought it was better to make that clear. So it was just a regular day at the clinic. I already had 2 or 3 appointments and they all went pretty great, at least according to my supervisor. My next patient was an entitled kid and they were the last one I was going to see before my lunch break. They were scheduled for 11 a.m. and from what I could gather by what they told the receptionist on the phone, the entitled mum wanted her entitled kid to take an IQ test because they've been acting out in school. Apparently because they're too smart and get bored because it's too easy for them. The school wants me to prove it to them so that my kid can go directly to the next grade. Now, she was not the first parent to ask for that, and I always try to keep an open, non-judgmental state of mind, so I was like, yeah, maybe that's exactly what's happening. Maybe the entitled kid really is bored in class because they're too smart. It happens, you know. Boy, was I wrong. First of all, the WISCV, which is the test we use to test the IQ with children, takes quite a long time to run through entirely. And it is really not recommended to stop at the middle of the test and do the rest later because you will not be in the same state the first time and the next. And that can really affect your results in the end. So when a parent wants us to test their child's IQ, we warn them to be on time and that the process can take quite a long time too. So they should be prepared for that. Since I'm still supervised, we also have to film the room where the test happens, just to see if I do it right, as some of the test items must be put in a certain way and not another, and I have to say instructions in some exact words, so it's just to check that how the test was done was not unbiased. Now this will be important later. We also warn the parents about that on the phone, and ask them to come a bit earlier than the time scheduled so that they can sign the consent form for the film. So as you can understand, being on time or even early is something that we really put a focus on the first time we speak with the parents. Unsurprisingly, the entitled parent and her entitled kid showed up 30 minutes late. My opened, non-judgmental state of mind kind of started to be tested. The EP went through the consent form with the receptionist, and after that she said she'd just wait at the reception until her kid's done with their IQ test. I told her that she might want to wait at the cafe right next to our clinic, that she will be way more comfortable waiting there as it would take some time for her entitled kid to take the whole test. She responded with something like, "What, are you sponsored by this cafe? I don't want to pay anything just to wait. The IQ test costs a lot already." I looked at her and just shrugged, and took her entitled kid to the testing room. I tried really hard to forget about this interaction with the entitled mother. She was the one that annoyed me, not her entitled kid, so let's not redirect my anger for her towards him, I thought. But he quickly proved that the apple does not fall far from the tree. Before we even arrived in the room, while we were walking in the hallways, he kept telling how he was gonna ace this test. How they're so intelligent and how they can't wait to skip a grade. Sure, bud, whatever. During the test, he starts all his answers by,
"Well, obviously the right answer is," or some kind of similar phrase.
He really wanted to show me that he was smart. Once the test is done, I walk him back to his mum, who was shouting at the receptionist, asking what took so long. She saw us and said,
"Finally, I've been waiting for like an hour."
To which I responded, "Well, I did tell you it would take some time." She stared at me for a few seconds, sighed, and rolled her eyes like I just said the most annoying thing in the world, and asked me when they could expect the results. I told her I had to get them checked by my supervisor before telling her anything. She then said,
"Oh, so we have to wait again?"
And I said yes. I told her that we would call them in the afternoon for the results. She raised her arms, grabbed her entitled kid, and left. During lunch, I go through the results with my supervisor, and we discover that the entitled kid has an IQ of 104, which is clearly average and far from the IQ you need to be diagnosed as high potential. My supervisor watches the video of the testing and says I've done everything right and that I can call the entitled mom to tell her, which is exactly what I do, and she is furious. She says she doesn't believe me and just hangs up. 20 minutes later or so, she barges into the clinic and demands to see me. I was just finished with another patient, so I tell the receptionist to tell her to come to my office, which she does. She yells at me for about 10 minutes.
"How dare you say my child is not smart?"
That is not what I said.
"Then how do you explain how they get bored in school?"
"Well, maybe it's because
you're just a student, you're not an actual psychologist. I want a real psychologist to test my child."
"Actually,
my child is the smartest in the world. How dare you?"
At this point, everyone in the clinic can hear her rant, even my supervisor. So he comes in my office and asks if everything is okay.
"No, not everything is okay. This dumb student here says my child isn't smart. You need to test them again."
My supervisor looks at me and tells me to leave and that he'll handle it. From what I've heard, he stayed very calm while explaining to EM that no, 104 IQ is not high potential, and maybe she should see the problem from another angle. That he watched the videos of the testing and that I didn't do anything wrong. He stayed so calm during his explanations, I was really impressed. I don't think I could have kept my cool like that. You know, they warn you about entitled parents in psychology classes, but geez, I did not expect that. Now, I'm pretty sure that 104 IQ is actually not that bad. I think it's slightly above average, according to this graph anyway. So the kid is definitely not dumb, he's still pretty clever. I'm just surprised that his mother's influence hasn't dropped his IQ down by about 30 or 40 points. Moving on to our next story, entitled mum left her 3-year-old kid alone in the pool and gets mad at me, the lifeguard. So, during summer holidays, I work as a lifeguard in a swimming pool. This story is not from this summer, but the year before. I worked in the only pool of a small town, but as this was the only big pool for around 30 kilometers, we had lots of people. We reached 1,000 entries in a single day once. There were 4 different basins in the pool. The regular 25 meter swimming lanes, a smaller one, 15 meters, a more shallow one for kids to play, and a really shallow one for toddlers. We also had a separate area with jacuzzis, a sauna, a hammam, known as Turkish baths apparently, well that is the Turkish word, where children
children were not permitted entry. So the story, as I was on my chair, I was scanning the area when I saw this young woman with her child who was no more than 3 years old. She had the typical, "I dropped out of college to care for my son and I am more important than you look." I did not really care at the time. For me, she was just a regular client amongst the nameless mass. But a few moments later, she walked past me to the spa area alone. I start to look around and see the kid, wandering aimlessly just next to the water, starting to run around looking for his mother. I think it was a little boy, although I don't 100% remember that. That cannot be good, I thought. I went over to talk to the kid, when, after running around, he fell in a deep pool. I instantly grabbed the lifeguard tube we used to get people out of the water and carried him safely on a chair so he could get dried. Mind you, quite a lot of people were massing around us, including one of my colleagues whom I asked to go and get the lady. Enter entitled mother. As soon as the entitled mother sees her kid sitting on a chair, she rushes to him and slapped him dead hard across the face. Needless to say, everyone was shocked. I grabbed her and pushed her away and tried to talk to her. The conversation went approximately like this. "What are you doing? Why are you slapping him? Are you crazy?" "He's a little disobedient idiot. I told him not to." I was completely puzzled. Not to do what? "Go in the water, dang it. He doesn't know how to swim. Why the frick would he go in the water? I told him to wait for me." At this moment, I started to get angry. Unlike most people I see posting here, I do not mind confrontation at all. I basically told her that what she did was completely stupid and irrational, and that one must be an idiot to expect a 3-year-old to obey like that. I'm pretty sure I said it in more professional terms, but you get it. She then proceeded to turn the fault to me. "Also, why didn't you prevent him from getting in the water? Are you even a real lifeguard? You should be watching over him." I pointed at the pool and told her, "See all the people here? I can watch over him just like I can watch over the hundreds of children I see each day. No more, no less." After that, she got out of the pool, screaming and shouting insults at me and my colleagues. I told my boss about it, and the pool is now closed for her. No dramatic ending. Oh yeah, and the kid turned out fine. He had the time to drink a bit of water, but none of it went the wrong way, so it was fine. I can't imagine leaving your child alone anywhere, to be honest, but leaving your kid alone, a 3-year-old kid by the way, leaving them alone at a swimming pool when they can't swim, that's one of the most stupid things I've ever heard in my life. In all honesty, that is a clear and irrefutable sign of abuse and neglect. Imagine what the kid is going through at home. I feel for that guy. Anyway, that is the end of this video. I really hope you enjoyed it. As some of you may have seen on my Twitter the other day, I asked for some suggestions for new subreddits. Entitled Parents is great and all, but I think it's time to incorporate some other subreddits into the video, so leave some comments below telling me what you want me to look at. With that being said, thank you for watching, and I will see you all soon with some more.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.